Good evening. This is Zagashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio convenes interdepartmental meeting on upcoming Hornbill Festival. MLA Dr. Sukato A. Sema says Department of Health and Family Welfare endeavouring to provide comprehensive health care. Union Minister Amit Shah says central government is committed to improve standard of life of farmers through cooperative sector. And Naglin all set to host 68 national school games under 19 girls sepak takraw tournament. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio today convened an interdepartmental meeting with regard to the upcoming Hornbill Festival. He launched a booklet on the Hornbill Festival containing information on every aspect of the event. Ryu also launched the commemorative silver coin for the 25th edition of the festival. Member of Naglin Legislative Assembly Dr. Sukato A. Sema has said that the Department of Health and Family Welfare has been endeavouring to provide comprehensive health care in the state. Dr. Sukato was speaking at the annual conference and general body meeting of the Naglin In-Service Doctors Association, NIDA, in Dimapur today. He said NIDA's vision is to provide accessible, affordable and quality health care to all citizens. Dr. Sukato added that NIDA's mission is to sensitize the public to identify health needs and utilize the various national health programs for their benefits. He also stressed on adopting primary healthcare approach based on the principle of equity, cross-sectoral coordination and community participation. Emphasizing on the importance of health in the process of economic and social development, Dr. Sukato urged the NIDA to continue their efforts at improving the quality of life for the citizens. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today said central government is committed to improve the standard of life of crores of farmers through cooperative sector. Addressing the 91st General Council meeting of the National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah stated that government is committed to bringing a positive change in the lives of citizens of the country through the cooperative movement. He lauded NCDC's contributions to the cooperative movement, emphasizing its pivotal role in transforming the lives of millions of cooperatives. Mr. Shah laid special emphasis on promoting milk cooperative unions in the northeastern states with the help of NDDB and NCDC. The union minister proposed a comprehensive 5-year plan to boost financial capacity of sugar mills and increase funding to 25,000 crore rupees. Naglin is all set to host the 68 National School Games Under 19 Girls Sepak Takraw Tournament to be hosted for the first time in Kohima at Indira Gandhi Stadium from November 24th to 28th. Briefing the media in Kohima today, Secretary of Youth Resources and Sports Anthony Nguli said, with participation from 17 teams, the event marks a significant milestone for Naglin in hosting a national level school sports event under the School Games Federation of India.
Around 16 teams, including Naglin, that will be 17, will be participating in this tournament. We have big states also coming in from other parts of India, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Vidya Bharati, Manipur, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Odisha, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Kerala, Delhi, Bihar, Assam and Andhra Pradesh.
Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Kethosithyo Sekhose, highlighted that the competition will feature regu and doubles events with medals and certificates awarded to winners.
We are organizing this Sepak Takraw tournament because we feel that our girls, particularly the Sepak players, have got a very good opportunity in the coming years to be a part of the medal-winning Indian team, be it in the Asian Games or Commonwealth Games or even in the Olympic Games if Sepak is introduced in the Olympic. As of today, 4 of our players have almost become permanent members of the Indian team in Sepak Takraw Girls. The Sepak Takraw Federation of India is also highly supportive of our state because our state has been showing a lot of promise in the last few years.
The inaugural ceremony will be held on November 25 with advisor to the Chief Minister and Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India, Abu Mehta, as the special guest. The closing ceremony on November 27 will feature advisor for school education and SCERT, Dr. Kekril Hulie Yome, as special guest. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Minister for Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat highlighted the importance of monuments in preserving cultural legacy, emphasizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi vision. He said the nation has seen tremendous growth in various sectors in the last 10 years. Addressing the 14th Foundation Day celebration of the National Monuments Authority in New Delhi today, the Union Minister added that India is now being recognized globally for its culture, yoga, architecture and intellect. Mr. Shekhawat appreciated the National Monuments Authority for preserving and protecting national monuments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, Prime Minister's Office and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, will lead a Padyatra in New Delhi to commemorate Constitution Day on 25th of November. On the theme of Mera Samvidhan, Mera Swabhiman, the Padyatra will celebrate the adoption of the Indian Constitution. The Padyatra aims to promote constitutional values and rising awareness about the preamble and principles of democracy among youth. The Padyatra is expected to engage over 10,000 youth participants from various organizations, including My Bharat Volunteers, Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan, National Service Scheme, National Cadet Corps, and Bharat Scouts and Guides. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the third edition of Nai Chetna Pahal Badlav Ki on the 25th of November at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan. Nai Chetna is a national campaign that aims to amplify awareness and drive informed action against gender-based violence through grassroots initiatives. The month campaign will run across all states and union territories till the 23rd of December. The slogan for this year's campaign is Ek Saath Ek Awaaz Hinsa Ke Khilaaf. The Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, today informed that NGQ from USA will be performing at the upcoming 25th edition Toyota Hornbill Music Festival 2024 on 2nd December at Naga Heritage Village Kisama from 5 p.m. onwards. NJQ is a jazz quartet consisting of Michael Glenn, Dilbert Anderson, Ruel Lubach and Ed Littlefield. They represent powerful and diverse musical traditions and cultural identities, enriching the jazz world with their distinctive contributions. Together, these four musicians embody a fusion of heritage, jazz and innovation, using their craft to educate, inspire and connect audiences across generations. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio convenes interdepartmental meeting on upcoming Hornbill Festival. MLA Dr. Sukato A. Sema says Department of Health and Family Welfare endeavouring to provide comprehensive health care. Union Minister Amit Shah says central government is committed to improve standard of life of farmers through cooperative sector. And Nagaland is all set to host 68 national school games under 19 girls Sepak Takraw tournament. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.